from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
This Bears report with Mark Grody. $80-plus million guaranteed. How are you celebrating? DJ Moore, he's just like us.
I celebrate dinner with Popeyes. It's good, too.
I don't get too personal, but 3-piece, 4-piece, spicy chicken sandwich.
We had an 8-piece family dinner. It was classic. You know, my son had to eat, so he tore up some chicken, and my daughter was eating the chicken and mashed potatoes, and they tore it up. But we couldn't do spicy, so because we got them too.
Boy, that's phenomenal reporting.
Fried Chicken Wednesday, baby. Who deserves fried chicken? Me. Who deserves fried chicken? Me. Love fried chicken. Fried chicken, yeah.
He's just like us, man.
Like Paul
That's
Giamatti.
So relatable.
Like,
I love that.
Like Paul Giamatti in Sideways. I hope he brought a really good bottle of wine.
And if they want to drink Merlot, we're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot.
Okay. Relax, Miles. Jesus, no Merlot.
But we got Giannis getting the 50-piece after he wins an NBA
title. Yeah.
Right.
Went to Chick-fil-A for the 50-piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mac Minis. 50, exactly. Okay. Not 51. Then 49, chicken minis, yes, 50.
I mean, that just reminds me like when Chris Rock on Comedians in Cars getting coffee.
2-piece with a biscuit is one of the greatest meals ever invented.
Have you ever had Popeyes?
Popeyes is too good. After you have Popeyes, you need one of those Men in Black memory sticks to erase your memory, or else you will come back to this place
every day.
No one can say that that's a bad choice. It's 100% of the time delicious.
Tilt your head back and let the meat slide down your throat hole. Easy, don't choke.
Popeye's chicken is awesome.
Here goes the 1, 2, 3.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Maybe we'll get some Popeyes tonight on the way home. Sounds delicious.
It doesn't miss. I just bought something for the last time ever for lunch. It's something that I've bought before and you guys have questioned me, occasionally made fun of me, and I've stood by it. And I just bought it now, and I'm never, ever going to buy it again. You know what it was?
Amazon sushi?
Done. Forever. Today
wow.
is horrific.
I have made fun of you for this.
Oh. It was an absolute...
Oh, no.
Yeah. I took a bite. They do like the 3 salmon and 3 tuna pieces of nigiri, you know? And
yeah.
And I took a bite of the salmon. I'm like, now that's way too fishy. That's unfortunate. And I'm like, usually the tuna is better. I took a bite of that. It was just as bad. Threw the whole thing in the trash. It's over.
Wow.
I'll go ahead and badmouth. Are they a sponsor? I hope not. I apologize.
No, they just.
Amazon.
Now you know the
just
rules,
one of the biggest,
guys.
Biggest companies in the world.
Anyone is a potential sponsor. Okay?
That's right.
Shane, never again. I bought it one last time, and it was a terrible experience, and I'll never buy it again.
You know why?
You did it right now?
Yeah.
That was your lunch today when I offered to go get you something else?
Yeah. I made a horrific choice. Terrible.
All right, so you did the raw seafood from the
convenience store.
Basically a department store.
Yeah.
Well,
that you can just go and pick it up. Anyone can touch anything and then walk out with it. That's where you got your raw seafood?
That's where I did.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Not Nobu, not Sushi Sweet 202.
No.
No. Okay.
No, it's right downstairs.
Cool. Sushi Sweet 202 is awesome.
So good.
It's such a cool vibe.
What is
in there,
that?
Man.
What is that?
There's plenty of nice and great sushi places.
I know, I'm just saying. That place doesn't get the love that Nobu gets.
None of them are down the escalator.
In my opinion, it should get more love than Nobu.
I agree.
It is in the Hotel Lincoln. In Lincoln Park, and it's a hotel room turned into a sushi restaurant that seats like six people.
Inside of an Amazon.
Yeah, and Bezos is
the host. Actually very good.
Hey,
yeah.
move it down the escalator and I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
stop eating sushi from Amazon.
It was 1:35.
Dude, I don't care. 2-hour delivery, I don't care. Like, sushi's not good in 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's over.
I'm sorry about that, buddy. That's the end of an era, though. You had a really good run.
Me and Amazon Sushi had a really good
you
run.
You really did. I mean, and you still steal coffee from them. So, you know.
I don't anymore, actually.
What?
Yeah, they changed the system.
They figured it out.
So I don't get coffee from them. I'm not giving Bezos any of my money.
You still
screw the Washington Post.
What about his hot wife? Or ex-wife?
I don't know anything about that.
You still a Prime member?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
That's why the company is too big to fail.
I buy 3 things a week. Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm done with sushi.
Oh, 3 things a week? Come to my house. Have 2 kids. It's just insane.
Do you give your kids the privilege to order on Amazon?
Oh, God, no. But I'm just saying, you know, diapers and wipes.
Sure.
And they're always like on average,
when you get home,
yeah,
how many Amazon shipments a day?
They're already brought in, dude, but we obviously share an account.
Right, so how many boxes when you look at the trash when you get home?
We get shipped to our house, I would honestly say, more than 1 item a day.
All right, that's too much.
I would say we legitimately are in like the 7 to 10 items a week.
Shane, you joke about
it's insane.
The kids getting ordering privileges. What they will have that we didn't have is they have the sensation of, Daddy, I would like something. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, I will get that. And then the next day, it's at your house.
Okay. Yeah.
Like in a box. That sensation is something that our kids are growing up with, which we did not have.
Damn. And it's a sensation that my wife has.
Yeah.
That she didn't grow up with. But She's really enjoying it. She's really taking to it.
I understand.
You know, the Walgreens is right down the street.
Sure.
The Costco. Mm-hmm. The grocery store.
Yeah, all of that. Steph still has her license, right? I didn't miss anything.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, okay. She's got a license.
Cool, she can drive,
yeah, she definitely can drive. Yeah. It's remarkable.
She should try the sushi.
That's the thing. She just likes expensive sushi.
How many times is that now for the sushi for you?
Oh, probably 20.
40? 20?
Yeah, okay. At least 20, well, maybe 25. I had a good run. They had a good run.
All right.
I'll move on.
To what?
I don't know. They have some chicken that's pretty good.
It's not.
It's actually not.
I'm looking forward. Really bad, I'm looking forward to this press release.
What came to us? What got delivered to us over there?
I'll talk to you about it in the break.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
To see if we want to talk about it or not. I'm just not gonna say the company's name for free.
Well, it sounds like Speaks is hungry. So it
looks like food.
So my guess is something's gonna happen.
It could be the home of the new Bears Stadium. I'll say that.
Oh, Top Golf. So. Tonight,
yo,
you and I have worked together long enough.
I think so too. I think so.
You're
too.
Sick of me. I think you, generally speaking, know.
That's what he meant, right?
No.
Did I hear that wrong?
You heard that wrong. We've worked together long enough that I would think you have an idea of how I feel about sports of no consequence.
Oh, yeah. You don't like games of non-consequence.
Preseason.
I would argue there are games of consequence that he doesn't even like. Yeah. We call it baseball season.
Well, oh, yeah. How much consequence is on these individual White Sox games? A lot of consequence attached to these games?
Hey.
I'm lashing out.
When you know you're wrong, you lash out. It's just what they do, audience.
Pedro,
amazing.
Pedro Grifols' life is not of consequence to you? Got it.
I mean, he has a gift. Can we just pause here? I mean, first, last week to Emma, he lay off the honey
Enough
buns.
Enough honey buns, fat ass.
Laid off.
What I said.
Yeah, that was the quote.
Let's
Put
hear
it. In context.
Chris Emma,
answer.
You fat ass.
Here,
no more honey buns.
It's the best. I love it.
Cut out the honey buns, Emma.
Right there.
The whole thing.
I know you were paraphrasing Jervon Dexter, but it sounded like you were telling him to cut out the honey buns. And then you just turned to me and said, we've worked together long enough.
Yeah.
We've worked together long
enough.
We
have.
It's kind of like your Radiothon promo from several years ago.
I hate Matt
personally,
Spiegel.
I hate Matt Spiegel.
Yeah.
It's a weird reason for a Radiothon.
We raised a lot of money. A lot of people supported that cause.
What about Chicago Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
Oh,
that's so weird.
That's not even a context thing, dude. Yeah. That's like a... That should not have been slipped in there.
That should not have happened. That should not have happened.
No.
Should not have
happened. It's a weird place to put the commas.
I was nervous to announce the radio. Right. It was weird.
Like,
that was
not your dad dying with Michael Jordan's dad.
No,
like, that's not that.
No, that was straight nerves of trying to get it right and being overly perfect, and then I did
it. Work.
Yeah, it went poorly. It went poorly. I'm trying to be too careful, too cute. No, my point is that...
We've worked together long enough.
We've worked together long enough. I don't like games without preseason, spring training, exhibitions, whatever. Tonight is going to be a 3.5-hour Bears celebratory talk show led by your guy, Joe Buck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think about this genuinely because we've had moments of Bears hype. We've had Bears moments of Bears enthusiasm, but a nationally televised game where it's really hard to imagine something coming up that is negative about the Bears.
Tonight, you mean? Or just in general?
When's the last time? Because they're going to be talking about Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and like the brightness of the present and Hard Knocks and they're the team of the moment and all those things.
They're also going to be waxing philosophic about Devin Hester and Steve McMichael.
And Julius Peppers. Like, there's not going to be quarterback starvation graphic.
Yeah, there will.
I don't think so.
Don't you think that's the context of Caleb's rookie season up until he proves that it's not? Even then, it might still linger for a little bit. Like the week 12 network interview with Caleb when, you know, Mark Sanchez sits down with him. You know, this franchise has had a lot of trouble in quarterback. It's still there.
I think that's in play for like week 1 against the Titans. I think it's in play for week 12. But in a celebratory game, football's back. Guys are going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Build up the season.
And he's not playing.
I honestly think we might go 3.5 hours tonight with the nation watching a Bears game without a single negative thing being said about the Bears.
I'm not sure what the Bears are doing here.
I don't think we're going to get a single negative thing said tonight.
You know, they didn't.
That's a wild thing.
What could they say? They could say they've had trouble at center, and we'll see if these guys can solve it. They didn't do anything to address the other side of the defensive line with Montez Sweat.
That's pretty micro.
That's it, though. Yeah, it's very micro.
That's pretty micro, and like, not. This is a talk show. Devin Hester will be in the booth. Julius Peppers will be in the booth. Like, they might talk to Jarrett Payton about introducing Mongo in the induction. Like, I don't know that they're going to get into any of the nitty gritty football questions about this team. I really think we might be in for a very unique viewing experience of just 3 hours of, if they're talking about the Bears, they're talking about it positively, either present and future tense or past tense. And I can't think of a time in my life where I've experienced the Bears in that way.
That was just a brutal series of events by the Bears.
you might probably not going to have that tonight. Tonight should be a celebration of the past and the future. While probably revealing not much of consequence about this upcoming season tonight.
Right. Yeah, it's because the starters aren't playing. So we can talk about some of the specifics of what we want to see on the football field, but I was thinking, this is as low stress as a Bears experience. Because even if, like, someone gets hurt tonight, you don't want it to happen, and depth matters and all that, but it's like, it's not going to be a starter. Hmm. It's not going to be one of your best players if injuries happen. This is about as low stress of a Bears experience as you could possibly imagine, at least as far as I can tell. Like, if we come in tomorrow stressed about something that happened in the game tonight, something went terribly wrong. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And then I met Buck.
Hello, Chicago!
Afternoons on the Score.
This drive for the Bears, this looks like something.
Texter says Tanny's licking his chops listening to Danny say that nothing can go wrong for the Bears tonight. I mean, I'm not even really trying to mush it. Honestly, a second stringer could get hurt, and that would be bad. Obviously, I'm not saying there's no scenario where a piece of bad news happens. I just don't think that there is going to be any planned negativity, pessimism, context of bad history. It's an odd thing. The present and future is really bright, and it's a game designed to celebrate the past. So it's a weird set of circumstances that's going to allow for, I would imagine, a pretty stress-free night of Bears viewing.
I think that's probably true. And you're not going to see any of the starters out there getting hurt and damaging your big chances in terms of the stress-free nature of it. You'll see some backups, and if some backups don't play well, could be a touch of consternation, or if a backup gets hurt, there could be some consternation
there.
Yeah,
and there could be backups. If Austin Booker gets hurt, that would obviously be a bummer. If Zach Pickens got hurt, that would obviously be a bummer.
I would love to know who's playing and who's not playing. I know the starters aren't playing, but, like, is Mercedes Lewis going to play?
No.
All right, good.
You think you're going to make a 40-year-old tight end play in a Hall of Fame game? Yeah. No.
How about Tyler Scott going to play tonight? Tyler Scott.
I would think that Tyler Scott would play.
Get a ton of reps, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, by the way, I haven't spoken to Flus about this, but you could throw names at me, and I'll give you my first blush reaction. Like, I would think Tyler Scott would be a yes, and Mercedes Lewis, I think, would retire if Flus asked him to play in the Hall
of Fame. We're going to get a scene setter from a Bears human later on in the show. It's just somebody who knows a lot about Bears. The species, for the most part.
That'd be a funny way to do it.
Bears human.
How little the game actually means, and we just bring on a
Bears
zoologist.
Bears expert from the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Do you know bears rip the skin off of the fish they're eating before they kill the fish?
What?
What a way to go. A horrible way to go. But like when bears eat a fish,
they don't just throw them in their mouth?
No. They rip the skin off the fish and then eat the fish.
Really? So they just want to get right to the flesh and get that pesky skin out of the way.
You're being legit skinned alive by a grizzly. Black bears don't do this. Grizzlies do. Before you're killed.
Did you watch Grizzly Man, by the way? Have you ever watched Grizzly Man?
I'm not familiar.
I've seen The Revenant.
No, Grizzly Man is the documentary. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Watch it. Don't research anything about it. Do not do a single Google search and just watch it, and then you let me know how that goes.
I won't.
Get back to me on that.
Freddie Swain is someone that Grody is pumped about, who said yesterday could be a big piece tonight.
Okay.
Wide receiver 4, 5, or 6. Like, he's in that second tier. Freddie Swain could be big tonight. But I've told you guys Tyler Scott is my guy this year.
No,
I said he could be a 750-yard wide receiver this year.
I
think he gets 2 touchdowns tonight.
Okay, that's fine. But him being I'll take the under on your 750 yards for Tyler Scott.
I mean, you and I have worked together long enough. That's totally fine.
I agree.
I don't care.
I agree.
You don't care because he won't pay?
I mean, we're not betting. It's not a monetary bet.
It's funny. I had a new idea about parody songs that came to me over the weekend with Sean Sears and with Robbie Triana.
Let him come in.
Talking to both those guys.
Yeah, let them come in.
It's a new idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody would want to do it. I mean, you guys have all worked with me long enough.
Yeah.
So,
you guys want beat reporters?
No,
go ahead and talk to them.
It's a new idea. It's a new idea. You want to know what the idea is? You want to know what the angle is?
Yeah, no.
Well, Steve Stone doesn't have to be involved.
Yeah, he's not on this show.
Neither does Jed. Neither side of baseball town needs to be involved.
I want to know the idea.
Yeah, what's the idea with you, Sean, and Robbie?
Yeah. Live. I sing live to a karaoke track. Instead of a produced one, we sing live, like a verse and a chorus. Slightly shorter, but we get ready for it. We talk about it, and then it can be a moment, and we actually produce it live on the air as it happens.
All right, so
then we're not worried about production values, which can be real problematic, obviously.
Right, as I was going to say, the last time we gave it to your production guy, we weren't able to air the song.
No.
So that would be good if we...
Right.
And I only need one take anyway.
Right, but there it's what I'm saying. Right. And Russ is... Yeah, you're better with one take.
Yeah.
Russ does not have to be bothered with this.
No! This way we would not bother Russ. We would just be producing it live. And the real fun is writing the lyric and then ripping it off and singing.
You're doing this live on Sundays, right?
This is going to be on Bump and Run Sunday mornings?
No, we do it live here. Just, you know.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Just every once in a while.
All right, Tanny, hit that track.
No.
Two.
But here's the thing. Then I could say you're definitely getting a song, or I give you lunch, and I don't have to worry about the production element getting in the way of the idea and bogging down
the
process.
The song.
Does the production get in the way, or do you
really
just
does.
Not do the song?
Yes, yes, it does, because I know it's such a big... It's a big undertaking to do all the production that it then gets in my head.
Man. Yep.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the writing of the song is
whatever
nothing.
You gotta say.
I got songs coming out of my pores. Yeah. I bleed songs.
Well, blood doesn't come out of pores, so
you should get that looked at.
Talk to your doctor.
But it will come out of your ears, though, if you listen to these songs live.
But these songs, they're gonna go in one ear and just stay right there.
That's perfect.
It's not gonna come out the other. Doesn't do that. It's not
Are you finding inspiration about this Bears season
everywhere.
Already?
Good. Inspiration is constant.
I know he takes everything in one ear and it just stays there.
I'm telling you, man.
That's good.
That's
what you want it to do.
That's what you want.
I wish, Tanny. I wish we could just say things and it stays there.
Right? I wish you could say things to your hosts and it would just go
one
ear.
Anyone. Yeah. My mom, my girlfriend.
Goes in one ear.
Whomever.
It just stays right there.
I know he takes everything in one ear and it just stays there.
That's it.
That's good. That's good.
He's so used to other quarterbacks having it fall out the other ear. Man, it just went in there. It's coming out already. Yeah, so anyway, I bleed songs from my pores, and I will get that checked out.
No.
All right, well, Speaks, you're not as hungry anymore. I know you did not like your sushi earlier today.
Yeah.
But shout out to... Top Golf in Schaumburg.
Yep,
they dropped off some boneless wings for the four of us.
How many?
Well, they dropped off an order of the buffalo and an order of the
Asian boneless wings. They were delicious, by the way.
They were delicious. They dropped off two orders.
Good wings.
They were very good.
Yeah, I liked them.
Eight total boneless wings.
Yeah, so each order had four wings.
Yeah, so two orders of four for the four. Yeah, it was, you know. So I'm still hungry.
I think they'd be interested in us talking about them and giving them love.
We love Top Golf. We talk about Top Golf often.
It should be the home of all of the Chicago stadiums.
It should be. Yeah, we love Top Golf.
Top Golf the other night.
Love Top Golf.
Yeah, I mean, they should put a stadium over there by the I-88 corridor.
Yeah.
There should be more wings per order, though.
I think so.
Or more orders.
And either one of those.
Whichever way you want to do it, I think would be the best way
to
do it.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that's it. I think that's it for the mentions. I think they're done right there.
They were really good wings.
I know.
Really
good
wings. To the Top Golf in Schaumburg.
Order a lot of them.
I said that was it. I don't even remember where we got them from anymore. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think Top Golf Schaumburg.
I know where Top Golf is, like that area where the 88 corridor is. Like, I could see something popping up right over there.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
But not that place, because that place would send more than eight wings, I think.
Let's revisit some of the things from the baseball president. And it actually, it may.
That speaks, by the way, the baseball president.
It's the baseball president.
That's what he is. That's what Jed is. He's the president of baseball operations.
I don't know if I like that line.
you're our baseball president. Whatever. Screw you guys. He's got a Secret Service detail.
I've worked with you long enough.
The whole thing. I know. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.